Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
4 steps to getting press coverage for your business. What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today it's Thursday. We're approaching the end of the week for people that don't have a business. I always like to say that because if you're an entrepreneur, you know that you're on 24/7. But nonetheless, if you are in sales, chances are you can't really cold call a lot of people, or you can't really get a lot of sales meeting booked for Saturday and Sunday. So it's a time for you to really collect your thoughts, plan for your week, for the upcoming week. So Thursday, I like to talk about PR and content creation because it's really the time where you can start brainstorming what content you're going to put out during the week. As a matter of fact, I like to create content on Sunday morning. My routine, and I digress for a minute here, my routine is that on Sunday, I wake up at a decent time, maybe 7 o'clock, not as early as during the week, but still pretty early for a weekend. And I start with creating my posts for the week. Then I record my podcast episodes, and then I plan my entire week. I really am very detailed with that. But let's go back and talk about how to get press coverage. Now, the first thing that you want to do if you own a business is find out what niche you're in. You should already know this, but find out what reporters are writing about your niche. I'm going to give you an example. A few years ago, I owned, and I still own, but it was pretty big back then, a kitchenware business. We were making a lot of sales, and I needed my name to be out there, and I couldn't just rely on paid advertising. So what I did is actually found out what the big magazines and blogs about kitchenware were online, okay? So where were they? Were they on a specific blog on maybe Instagram, for example? Were they actually at the store? So there were print magazines? Were they just blogs? It really depends, whatever industry you're in, all right? So find out who's writing about your niche. Once you find out who's writing about your niche, you want to find about maybe like 20 to 30 different people in your niche. What are you going to do is read their content. You want to consume that content. Some people would say, well, it's time consuming. Well, it's business. It's part of your job. This is something that you should have in your calendar every single day. That's why I do it on Thursday, because I do this on Thursday. Thursday is my outreach for PR and content creation. So with that said, I read their content. And the point number 3 is engage. I engage with comments or personal messages. Now, you don't want to send a personal message every single time that they post something, especially if they post daily, all right? But if you read an article on a magazine or you read a blog post that you liked, send them a message. Comment under the blog. Most blogs actually have a comment section. If they don't, there's definitely their name and you can find their email. And you can write, hey, I really enjoyed your blog post about this, this, and this, whatever the topic is. All right. Now, once you do that, please do not mention right away that you want to get featured, because they will know right away that you're trying to get something from them. So the point here is to develop a relationship, a long-lasting relationship with these people. Don't forget that although it's going to take some time, once you have this relationship with them and they know that they can count on you, they will be the ones coming to you. Because don't forget that just like you're sitting there and you're asking yourself, oh my gosh, what am I going to write about today? It's daunting to always come up with new content, right? Think about it. If they know that they can count on you for a great story, they will call you or will message you when they need you. Trust me, I see that all the time. I get at least 4 or 5 emails a week in my inbox asking me questions about topics that I don't even cover anymore as an entrepreneur. Back in the day, I used to do things that don't really align with what I do now. But now I'm getting emails in my inbox asking me, can we feature your business in our magazine, on our blog, right? Point number four, once you know them, once they know you, you get to pitch your story. So after a bit, you'll see that the first message, if you say, oh, great blog post or great article, I loved it, they'll be like, thank you so much. Then the second time, you can just ask them a little question or something like that. And then later on, once they know who you are, say, hey, listen, by the way, this is what I do. And I always tell my clients, you can't just get them to connect the dots. Let's use the kitchenware example, all right? I would not simply say, hey, I have a kitchenware brand, and then wait for them to put the dots together. Oh, I write about cooking. This guy is a kitchenware brand. I guess, let me see if there's anything that... Don't do that. Don't make them do all that work of connecting the dots. A nice message would be like, hey, I just launched a new product that has been saving time for cooks by this much because of this, and I have great reviews online. Do you want to know more about it? Maybe your crowd, maybe your readers will love to know more about this too. Boom. You actually prepackage the entire reason why they should talk to you. Once you do that, I am not saying that every single one of them will say yes, but sure enough, 10, 20% of them will say yes. And there you go. You have now 3 to 4 relationships, meaningful relationships with bloggers, reporters, journalists in your niche that know, that can count on you whenever they need to create content around that type of story, right? So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. By the way, forgot to mention that you always want to come up with 5 or 6 different stories that you can tell, because if you only have one story, of course, once it's told, it's gone, right? You have that one opportunity. But if you have different stories and different angles that you can describe what you do, there you go. You can always come up with new content, all right? So again, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.